All right, we'll call to order the Stevensville Town Council meeting. This is a special meeting for Tuesday, November 19th, 2019. Ms. Hoffman, would you please call roll?
Mayor Dewey.
Here.
Councilmember Holcomb.
Here.
Councilmember Gibson.
Here.
Councilmember Vick.
Here.
And Councilmember Shore.
Here.
Great, thank you. If you please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Unfinished business tonight is discussion decision, action on a first right of refusal for 26.06 acres adjacent to the town's well field. Timeline to act on the first right of refusal expires tomorrow night at 9:30 p.m. To this point, council has been provided with surveys, appraisals, and backup documentation surrounding the property purchase. And I am aware that a couple of council members have had an opportunity, if not all, to visit with Public Works Supervisor George Thomas regarding the property, and some have conducted a site visit as well. How would the council like to proceed?
I would like to make a motion to exercise the town rights of first refusal on the 26.06 acre parcel of land adjacent to the town's well field, purchasing the property for $185,000.
Is there a second? No second. Okay, motion fails for lack of a second. How would the council like to proceed?
I guess that means we don't buy the land. And I would suggest that the administration, the attorney, pursue what the buyer suggested to get together and look at possible easement, possible property split up.
I think I do need to address that issue there. I think as of tonight, it was 9:30 tomorrow night, you forego all those options for easement.
That's fine. Easement would have been simple, though. I've done three of them with government. That's okay. So we just don't buy the land.
So I guess in addressing that, and the council decides whatever route they're going to go, but I think at some point, in formal council years, there was a decision to put this right of first refusal on the land. And I don't know what those discussions were. You could probably educate us on this whole thing. But it was important to the council at the time that this land had importance in the town's future water systems, right?
Well, what I've seen is that was refused some years ago. And also with my trip with George, I saw another plot of land that we own down the road that would just as useful. Mm-hmm. I think the council's made a decision. We're not going to buy the land.
Okay.
Well, to clarify, the council's not made that decision.
Well,
you've just not made a decision.
If the motion has failed, the decision is made.
That's correct. And so where I'm going with this is that sometime the council saw value in this land for future. And it really is, it's up to the council tonight to make a determination as to whether to act on that, right? So I guess right now the question for council is this land no longer important because there's been identified a plot of land that's going to be used in the future? Or is passing on this going to subject the town to more expenses in the future when the water system or the land is needed?
You know, I'm going to object. You know, I went with George. We have another piece of land as big as this. It's just as easy to do as this. My understanding of this land right now has a well, it's not legally permitted. There's a problem with sand. We also have a private property issue here. The person's made a good faith effort to buy it. And you're right, if the council in the future wants to buy land, they can make that decision.
Like I said, it's the council's determination is which way they're going. But I think the thing that There's been no discussion about it amongst council members tonight. A motion was made without discussion, and I guess I expect to hear some sort of term decision.
You know,
that's up to the council.
It is up to the council. As you said 2 weeks ago, it's up to the council.
Yeah,
the council
it still
basically
is.
Has made a decision. We're not moving forward. There was no second. That's the way it
and
works.
And I just want to make sure before coming to that decision, you understand that as of tomorrow night, I mean, I know there's been a lot of talk about easements, but that's all in good faith, right? So maybe it is the...
I understand.
Maybe it is the intent to move forward and allow the town easements. Maybe that's what happens. But I just want to make sure you understand that he's under no obligation to move forward on that.
Well, I understand that. I understand that.
On that promise.
And I've done this three times in the past, when the government and a private entity deals with these.
Yeah.
And it's pretty usually pretty simple when both parties agree. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to take in good faith effort that this person is in good faith. If not, we still have another piece of money.
Mr. Thomas.
One of the things I also told you is they did a test well up there and it was no good. I told you that the other day.
That's fine.
But
that's fine.
You guys are making a big mistake. This will protect our infrastructure for one. Gives us a place to go and nothing else. Sell him a couple acres.
George, you also stated that you thought when you talked to that gentleman that that was a possibility and could work out.
That is a possibility, but there's two things in this state that have always been a big problem. Water rights and property.
Absolutely.
People change their mind and they say, absolutely. Well, I want nothing to do with you people, and then we're in court.
And this town has an issue with water rights, too.
The other piece to this the situation with the land folks is that even if the town has decided not to expand its well field onto this property, there's still a pond on that property that the town has an obligation to DNRC to make sure nothing happens to it. That secures the water rights negotiation we're going through right now with DNRC. And so to lose that pond or to put that pond into any jeopardy could change the dynamics with DNRC and the current three well permits that we have. And so as our engineers evaluated the well field and the storage project and all of those pieces, they stated that it was in the town's best interest that the town acquire the property that pond sits on to secure that use, because our water depends on the survival of that pond. Now, I can't speak to what the third party would do with that pond. They may leave well enough alone. But that's another piece to this decision outside of, well, do we need more wells?
I think the decision has been made pretty clear tonight that we're not in favor of buying this property. Therefore, I make a motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
I have a question.
Okay.
Our attorney is over there making it, saying it's important for the council to discuss. And where were we discussing that you moved $250,000 out of water? We didn't have any discussion on this.
That was included in the preliminary budget presentation, Ms. Holcomb.
Another question: do we pay for this appraisal?
Yes, we did. The council authorized it.
The council authorized it.
Correct.
Raising?
Yes.
It was done back in February.
Oh.
The administration came to council and said, hey, this piece of property is for sale. Would you like to proceed in some fashion on it? And the decision at that time was to do an appraisal and see what that appraisal came back with.
Did the appraiser give permission to make this public, this appraisal?
Yes.
He did?
Yes.
Do you have that in writing?
I don't.
Because it says on his, neither all nor any part of the contents of this report, especially the conclusion as to the value, my identity, or the firm which I am connected, shall be disseminated to the public through advertising, sales media, news media, public relation media, or other public means of communication without my prior written consent and approval. So you have that prior written consent and approval?
Verbally, yes.
No, it says written.
I don't have it in writing right now.
Well, that's what it says right here.
Okay. The appraiser understood he was dealing with a public entity and that any work he did would be made public.
So maybe the attorney needs to look at that, too.
I don't know how that's relevant in deciding on the right of first refusal. You had an appraisal done. I provided that appraisal for informational purposes to you. You're here tonight to further discuss and
I think that can elaborate
on the right of first refusal.
Can I call on someone that's in the audience?
Sure.
Ms. Mortman, can you explain this property since you've known so much about this property?
And you want me here or there?
At the podium, please.
And how we've dealt with this property for many years.
It's been a long time.
Many
a
years.
A long, long time. Okay. Krista Mortman, 353 on Logan Lane. I order this property. Was very involved. Well, actually, it was family property. It was originally sent through a will. From an estate, my husband deeded it to his cousin, who sold it to John Anderson. John made all kinds of arrangements. Part of it was, and the part that kind of applies to the town, in order to have the lots where they are, where the houses are, they needed water rights. So DNRC came in, they did all kinds of studies, they did all kinds of evaluations, they did test wells, they looked at where the aquifer was, and they said, this is the best place to put the town's well field that the town will need. They identified, I think, 5 spots to drill wells, and now you have 3 of them. So the wells were put in, the property around it, they said, you need it. You will need it to protect the pond, to protect the water rights that are going there, and to protect that structure that's across the road. So they put a first right of refusal on it, knowing at the time, we don't have the money, we're doing all of this other stuff, we want it on the back burner. It's, I believe the word they used was detrimental to the town's interest for their well field. So now here we are, different council, John Anderson no longer in the picture, all the binders and the attorneys that were here then kind of shoved to the side and everybody's kind of forgotten what we went through. But if I just can stress to you, go back and look at all of the meetings, all of the information, everything that was done for years. This took years to get it through. I feel like it would be doing the town a disservice if you walked away from that adjoining property. Plus, yeah, go ahead.
I just have a question. I thought I saw where the town, this came up like you said years ago, mm-hmm. and the council refused it then.
No, they didn't refuse it. They put the first right on it because at the time, and somebody can correct me if I'm wrong in this, but at the time there was so much money that was going out on everything that was done, all of the surveys, all of the DNRC stuff, all the trying to get water rights going. There was lawyers that were involved with that. The lawyer was here every meeting. At that point in time, she was here every single meeting. There was so much money going out that they said, we are not spending this money right now. We have to see what's going to come to fruition. At that point in time, there was just two hayfields. None of the town, none of that little subdivision, there wasn't one house built. There wasn't one stick of sewer pipe or water pipe in the ground. There were no test wells. It was literally two flat cow pastures. We had boards in here set up where they could see what they projected it was going to look like. So the first part of and how ponds got there was they needed the gravel to raise the building sites after he put them in there to keep them from flooding because that property floods. So that's how the ponds got there. That's how they got tied into DNRC and into the existing well rights that they were putting onto the wells. It was mitigating whatever wetland stuff is the bottom part that's in the property has to be there because of wetlands that were taken out when the ponds were put in. But it was all one huge structure. And what they said then was, we cannot afford to do it right now. But we want to tie it up. We want to be able to come back with it, so we're putting the first right of refusal on it.
And you represent who again?
I'm the property owner.
Oh, you're the property
owner? I'm the property owner that what's up to it. And because of how everything was structured with John, we had very intertwined with the gravel off my property went to the subdivision to raise houses. My water rights were tied into that. It was all part of DNRC. At the time, splitting up all water rights and verifying them all. So it was like like she said, it was a very, very long process that went on for years.
But the credit union owns it right now.
Now they do. When John Anderson filed bankruptcy, the credit union had a huge lien on the property and took it.
Thank you for that historical lesson.
I make a motion to suspend council rules so we can go ahead and allow public comment so we can hear from the public on this before we...
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Mr. Vick, seconded by Mr. Sheward to suspend council rules and allow public comment, allowing the public to weigh in on the subject. Is there any public comment on suspending the rules? All right. I think she wants to make public comment. I don't think you want to speak to whether or not the rules are suspended. All right, hearing no public comment, I'll call for the vote. Councilmember Holcomb?
Aye.
Councilmember Gibson?
Aye.
Councilmember Vick?
Aye.
Councilmember Sheward?
Aye.
All right, we will then open it up for public comment. If you'd state your name and address for the record and sign the sign-in sheet. Is there one provided, Monica?
Oh, Rebecca Reeves. Is it up there?
It is.
Oh, it's here.
Thank you.
3747 Devon Loop. I represent the third party that's interested in buying this property. My husband spoke to you at the last meeting, but he's out of town. So I believe my husband spoke with Mr. Mayor about the pond and talking about giving the city an easement to protect that pond. We think it's the coolest thing. We don't want anything to happen to it. We would like it there for viewing pleasure, basically. As far as the water goes, we don't have a legal right to the water that's under the ground there. All the water rights are tied up. We would have to hook up to city sewer and city water, and we are very willing to allow the city to drill wells. We'll sign a contract if you'd like. We just think it's the coolest piece of property, and we'd like to live there, and we're willing to work with you guys.
Thank you. Any further public comment? Yes, sir.
Bob Michelson, 222 Turner. I can't help to be a little troubled about the recent article I read in the Bitter of a Star about Mr. Vick's complaint against the Mayor Dewey. It takes me back to January of 2018 with my first indoor meeting with you and then Town Attorney Brian West. After Brian West broke away, you told me that I had to be very careful of where I went, who I saw. I was being watched. Of course, I got very upset. I went to right across to the police department to file a complaint. Of course, it never went anywhere. And now we're here. I was reading that today, and the pattern fits. The pattern fits to the fact that you tried to coerce Mr. Dempsey. It was no secret that your dislike for Mr. Cruz is very evident, the way you broke many rules to try to keep him off here, and which you successfully did. I'm sure you thought it was a victory. But you said that if he got there, you'd resign and town would fall, go to hell in a handbasket. Well, I can only wonder what you told Mr. Sheward about me. Not that I care, but in a month or so, I'll be there. And will it change? I hope so, but I doubt it. Thank you.
Any further public comment? Chief.
So, if the town were to exercise its right of first refusal and put some type of an ordinance, some type of way to tie up and protect that water infiltration gallery, and then turn back around and offer a deal back to the individuals looking to purchase the land to recoup their investment back out of the land, or how that might work, would be a way for the town to assure that that was protected. Granted, the people that are looking to buy it, yes, they're willing to work and all that, and that's all good and great. But this may be a way for you guys to cement and make sure that you've taken the precautions to secure that that water system and that infiltration gallery, and everybody wins. These folks get a bite, they get to live there, happy go, life is great, we've got pieces in place to protect the town, and everybody wins. We're not out a huge sum of money because we've been able to sell back and recoup back some of those expenses and costs. I think that'd be something that we should consider and look at. It just blows my mind that motions are made and die for lack of second. Why would we not discuss an idea? Every idea should be at least discussed. You don't have to prove it, but at least discuss it. Thank you.
Further public comment?
Well, I'm going to discuss it now, and I kind of agree with you, and that's just the way it works. I met her husband. I talked to her husband. I have good faith. I have good faith in her. And I kind of agree with what you just said, and that's my whole point. I think we can work with the buyer. They are willing to work with us in relationship to the pond and everything else. And why spend the taxpayers' dollar if we don't have to? That's exactly the same thing I'm saying. And I don't think there's any real issue here with working with these people. I think they're honest people. We have a private property right issue here also. And as you said, everybody wins. We don't spend $185,000 that could be used later on for water and sewer projects and leaks and et cetera and et cetera. I think that's the real option to pursue, and that's what I would like to see you pursue. And again, we can have arguments about, well, we don't know that for sure. I totally have good faith in these people. And they just want to buy a piece of property, and they want to work with the town. So the town gets what they need. And I don't see anything in the world wrong with that. And again, it's the council's decision.
Mr. Gibson, you're right, but I just want to make sure that you understand that, and you're right, this, you know, this may go exactly the way you guys are planning it. You let the right of first refusal go, and you work it out with the Reeves family, and the city has what they have. That may be happening. That may be exactly what happened. I'm not saying anything about that. I just want to make sure that when you come to this decision, you understand that you have no legal ramifications after tomorrow at 9:30.
So
in the event that they decide, you know, we really don't want to do this, it's not going to be an option of the town. And if it, like I said, I don't know what the situation is, but if I take, I can't remember her name, what?
Krista Warman.
Ms. Warman stated, if it is that important to the town, you're letting a piece of property go. And so you just need to know that before you make the decision tonight, that there are no...
Absolutely. And I have trust in people, and again, back to private property rights. I personally have done three of these between government.
There's a lot of other options that could be talked about tonight, not as other ways of resolving the issue.
It's the council's decision, absolutely. Mr. Attorney.
But they you also need to be informed. I'm not doing my job. I'm informed. Imparting this on the council.
I'm informed.
Mr. Shute.
After hearing public comment and everything that everybody's had to say, as much as I trust in character and no judgment being made, I really do feel like it's important for the town to secure this land. And then if we need to make deals and sell off sections, then we can do that. We have the power to do that.
Well, with that, then I'm going to make a substitute motion that we do not do the right of refusal.
Is there a second? Okay. Motion fails for lack of a second.
I just don't know how much more discussion you want. The procedure is, if there's a motion and there's not a second, it dies.
After we've heard public comment, I'd like to make the motion again to exercise the town right first refusal on the 26.6-acre parcel of land adjacent to the town's well field, purchasing the property for $185,000.
Is there a second? Is there a second?
There's not.
Okay, motion dies for lack of a second.
To make a motion, we adjourn.
Can we set something up before the property is even bought or before 9:30 tomorrow?
Mm-mm. No.
No. Along with that was the easements, the opportunity to negotiate easements. At 9:30 tomorrow, it goes. And you're right. You may be able to get your easements on there. That may be exactly what happens, but you certainly don't have to go right to it once you pass the right.
That?
He was just asking if you can negotiate right easements, the issue of easements, after you exercise the right of first refusal. I said, yes, you could. You can do a number of things.
That would not. If we do a right of refusal, let's say we're going to buy the property.
Right. I think what they're indicating is you could purchase the property, lay the easements on it, and sell the property.
I mean, the thing is there, if we do that, there's no guarantee that they're going to be willing to buy it back.
That's correct.
No guarantee we're going to sell it.
But you have...
It's been on the market forever.
You have then secured the town's assets.
What do we need to do here? We've had two motions that haven't been seconded. We've had discussion. We've had public comment. What do we need to do to move on here and end this?
I think here's the thing, Mr. Gibson, is... Three motions have died for lack of a second, and even your motion to adjourn has died for lack of a second. So there's no consensus at this table tonight, and the idea is we walk away with some level of consensus, whether that be a majority or at least a second that we're going to do something. I mean, that's...
It just seems to me that by not having a second twice, you can talk. That's fine with my adjourn. We can stay here till midnight. It seems to me it's been the case many times. The council has made a decision in that we did not second the motion twice for the right of refusal. That's pretty clear. It continues to be, it seems like it's what one person wants or two people want. I don't know how much discussion you want. Do you want another motion and not a second? I mean, we can just sit here.
Yes, ma'am. Public comment, sure.
My name is Jean McKinley, and I'm at 401 Charlotte Street, and I am really confused. We have four council members, and we have we have an attorney who is actually bullying the council right now because they have already made their decision. And we've also had over a week to have been working with these people here that are interested in the property to see how far they can go with their purchase. Nobody has done that as far as I have heard, that nobody has approached you in any way to see how serious they are about purchasing this property. And that's kind of a big part here. We don't know. We also have the issue of where it seems like, I don't know how many times, we have to wait till the very last minute to make a decision on whether we can spend a lot of money or not. The pressure gets put on the council entirely when there could have been a lot of discussion already going on. We had to have known that Sunday our time was going to run out here, and why this wasn't discussed before is just amazing to me. That's why I'm confused, one of the reasons. I think the attorney has been hired here from the town to represent us, but to keep pushing forward on this when we have made a decision, I think is totally inappropriate. That's my story. And if somebody has some answers to any of the things that I've asked, I would be really happy to hear them.
I actually would like to address that.
Okay, Ms. Jones.
This right of first refusal had a 21-day trigger, meaning that from the time the offer was made, there were 21 days to decide. And every council member here was included on conversation from the mayor, informing them of the right to the first refusal, which really is just notifying you, which is legally responsible to do, just to make a decision on this. My job in this is just to explain the legalities. And the legalities are as simple as this. Either exercise it or you don't. But you have no legal entitlement to easements or anything moving forward. Good faith, great. And that may happen. That's super. When it comes to making a decision tonight, I think the mayor just said it. There's been 3 motions. They've all died. Nobody's really committed to a decision, even to adjourn. I guess if you second the motion and you all vote on adjourning the meeting, then the decision has been made through non-decision. That would be my 2 cents on that. And if that's what's going on, then somebody needs to second the motion and move on. I have not enough information to tell you whether it's a good idea or a bad idea, nor do I have a position. I represent the town, and my only position is to inform you of the legality.
Well, I'll try again. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, it's been moved to adjourn. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. It's been moved to second to adjourn. Councilmember Holcomb?
Aye.
Councilmember Sheward?
No.
Councilmember Vick?
No.
Councilmember Gibson?
Aye.
Okay, motion fails.
So what do you want to do? Just sit here and chat? No, excuse me. It's not time for public comment. What do you want to do?
Tell me, council. I mean, I need to act on behalf of the town and let the credit union know if we're going to exercise right of refusal, first refusal, or not. As Mr. Owens indicated, in regards to the decision, I mean, you have the ability. There could be a second on the motion to exercise the right of first refusal, and it could fail, and we'd move on. Or there can be a second to the motion that we not exercise the right of first refusal, or some combination thereof that the council is
I'm going to call for a 10-minute recess.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, we'll recess for 10 minutes.
Houses that are
all here.
Yeah. And well,
sure.
The state administrator have a circle.
All right, we'll reconvene after recess. Although we agreed to a 10-minute recess, council's reconvened early, so we'll start early.
I'll make a motion to not exercise the right of first refusal.
All right, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Mr. Vick and seconded by Mr. Gibson to not exercise the town's right of first refusal. Excuse me. Discussion from council.
Yeah, I have to agree with what Mr. Gibson has been saying and what, I forgot what your name was.
Rebecca.
What Ms. Rebecca there was saying, that, you know, this boils down to, you know, a private property thing. I mean, I understand that there's this whole, we got this argument going back and forth on the whole good faith for easements and on the pond and whatnot. The fact of the matter is that, you know, if they choose to let us do these easements, great. If they don't, it's their property. I mean, it's the same way with my own property that I have. I mean, I don't own property in town, but it's like, I'm fairly certain I'm not going to let the town have an easement on my pickup truck just because that's my choice. But tomorrow I could change my mind. I've got to stand by the old saying of life, liberty, and the right to property.
Okay. Any further discussion from council? Public comment? All right, hearing none, I'll call for the vote. Councilmember. Oh.
Sorry, just for clarity, it is to exercise the right of the town's right of first refusal.
To not exercise the town's right of first refusal.
Thank you.
Any further public comment that, given that clarification? All right, hearing none, I'll call for the vote. Councilmember Holcomb.
Aye.
Councilmember Sheward.
No.
Councilmember Gibson?
Aye.
Councilmember Vick?
Aye.
Okay, motion carries 3-1. All right, that concludes the business on the town's agenda tonight.
I think there's some confusion in the. Just clarify, we're not buying.
We are not purchasing the property. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Meeting's adjourned.
Thanks.